As internet commerce grows, illegal internet commerce is growing too. It's easier to buy books, clothing, and groceries online, and it's also easier to buy Vicodin, OxyContin, and Xanax. The Drug Enforcement Administration has been increasing its scrutiny of online narcotic sales, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Getting pharmaceuticals without a prescription used to mean robbing a pharmacy or finding someone who had, like Matt Dillon in the movie Drugstore Cowboy.
Well, I was going right to the source. Where do they make drugs? In the drugstores.
Yeah, now if you want some money, you go to the bank, huh?
Today, the process is much easier. Mark Haverly could buy drugs without leaving his desk at the Drug Enforcement Administration. A quick trip to Google is all it takes.
And I've gotten 772,000 responses for Vicodin, no prescription.
Caverly heads the section of the DEA that deals with online drug sales. This is how drugstore cowboys do business in the 21st century.
If we were to have just typed in no prescription required, we would have come up with responses in the millions.
Caverly's job is to reduce that number of websites selling unregulated drugs to zero. He's not cracking down on illegal sales of lifestyle drugs like Viagra and Propecia. That's the Food and Drug Administration's job. And he's not prosecuting Canadian pharmacies that sell low-cost prescriptions. On the sites that Caverly targets, the prices are high.
Anywhere from 4 to about 10 times the amount that an individual would pay if they went to their local pharmacy. It's just an incredible money-making scheme. It's not low-cost, cut-rate drugs from Canada.
In fact, if you search for Xanax on one popular website that sells Canadian pharmaceuticals, you get the message, "This drug is a narcotic or controlled substance and cannot be shipped from Canada." But drugs like Xanax are being shipped across various borders in large quantities. The DEA calls the companies that sell them rogue pharmacies. Caverly says the dealers don't fit the profile of street drug dealers.
We usually see a very small core of individuals, perhaps as little as 4 to 5, perhaps as many as 10 to 12, running an entire international trafficking organization.
They're generally young and well-educated with some computer expertise. The 21st century economy eliminates the need for money laundering facilities or underground transportation routes.
They'll tap into the legitimate parcel handlers as well as the credit card companies and the internet. So they have a ready-made infrastructure for them. They just merely need to utilize that.
Parcel handlers were the tip-off in the biggest rogue pharmacy bust to date. In April, the DEA announced arrests of more than 20 people in Operation Cyberchase. The bust shut down a prescription drug ring that reached from India to the United States and a string of other countries. Patrick Meehan is the U.S. attorney for Philadelphia, where the drug ring allegedly based its U.S. operations. He says one day an Airborne Express employee noticed a bunch of boxes with the wrong shipping papers.
They looked at that and identified that this same company had in fact shipped in excess of 4,000 in a 20-day period. So it became very suspicious by its very nature. Ultimately, DEA was called in. It was discovered that these were prescription drugs that were being sent through this network.
DEA agents found millions of pills, party drugs, anxiety drugs, weight loss pills, sleeping pills, and more. The indictment alleges that they came from a doctor in India. Two of his sons in Philadelphia had ties to website operators. Customers would order drugs through websites like myemeds.com and yourpharmacy1.com. The sites would submit the orders to the Philadelphia men, who would get the drugs from their father in India for distribution. Hope Lefebvre is the lawyer for Akhil Bansal, one of the men in Philadelphia. Lefebvre would not speak on tape, but she said in a phone conversation that Bansal thought his behavior was completely legal. According to Lefebvre, Bansal had no idea his customers did not have doctors' prescriptions for the drugs they were ordering. Bansal thought customers were submitting their prescriptions to the website operators and that he was just filling their orders. Many rogue pharmacies tell potential customers that the activity is legal. To complicate the situation even more, there are legal websites that issue prescriptions without a face-to-face doctor consultation. QuickMed.com, that's K-W-I-K, not Q-U-I-C-K, is one of them.
There are a very limited set of diseases that you can properly treat without a face-to-face office visit.
Peter Axe is QuickMed's CEO. The company is based in Utah, and state authorities there have given the site permission to prescribe drugs for impotence and hair loss, and those prescriptions are based only on an online questionnaire that's evaluated by a doctor. The key to the site's legality, says Axe, is that these are lifestyle drugs, not narcotics.
The reality is any website offering a controlled substance, meaning weight loss drugs, painkillers, these are dangerous websites. You cannot buy those types of drugs online without a face-to-face physician consultation.
Many illegal pharmacies offer lifestyle drugs like Viagra in addition to the controlled substances. This muddled online pharmaceutical world has contributed to the existence of independent third parties, like PharmacyChecker.com, that can tell consumers whether a pharmacy is legal or not. One of the frustrating things about prosecuting rogue pharmacies is that, ubiquitous as they are, attempts to track them down typically dead-end at a post office box in the Cayman Islands. Linda Sirks knows that her son Jason bought prescription drugs from a website based in Mexico, but that's about all she knows.
There are so many of them, and one shuts down and three more come up. So I don't know if that particular one is still available, and I honestly don't know that it was only one that he was using.
A year and a half ago, Jason Sirks died from an overdose. He was 19 in his second year at Rutgers University. He wanted to be a pharmacist.
And I think that gave him that kind of professional curiosity to see, well, these are normal drugs that people use every day. What could be wrong with just trying them?
Linda Sirks has worked in drug abuse prevention since Jason was 6.
We talked about it a lot, more than most parents do. And I thought I knew how to see various risk factors and warning signs, and I never did.
Now there's a drug abuse prevention center in New Jersey that bears Jason Sirks' name. There's another unique feature to internet drug busts. Rogue pharmacies have names, addresses, and credit card numbers of anyone who's ever bought a pill from the website. Operation Cyberchase brought those records into the hands of federal agents. Now state and local officials have the files, and it's up to them to decide whether to prosecute the drug users, let them go, or try to find them help. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
If you'd like to see the indictment of an illicit online drug seller and a photograph of Jason Sirks, visit npr.org.